Good morning, Rabbi. Le'ilui nishmasi mimi rossi ruspas Mordechai l'schus akiva simcha ben Feiga. I want to say first, akoros atoiv. If you look over here, Gary, take a look over here. Somebody just donated. Justin Ivry donated a beautiful menorah and a display. So yishkoyach. Rabbi Yisai, hold on a second. Dr. Factor, you'll get your shot. Hold on a second. Over here you have Rafal the barber in one day. Look what he did in one day. And this is just some of it. Who is this? That's your son's barber. Go check him out. He's busy. Torah and Avodah in one shot. Dr. Fak, you had something to say before? Hold on a second. This is from Shmuel Kogos from Harvest Straw, New York. My 11-year-old son Jacob started Tainus with us and is keeping up. His class has learned and reviewed 5,422 Amudim of Perek HaKoines. Since the beginning of the year, these boys made a Kabbalah. They make a Kabbalah every Erev Shabbos, and how much they'll learn on Shabbos to celebrate this milestone. His Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Halperin, a fellow Shear member, MD Wire, arranged the Ritzufa Seder in Riverdale today, sponsored by class parents. Without my son knowing, I rented a school bus. How cool is that? A father rented a yellow school bus and had the opportunity to drive and chaperone this amazing trip. They said it was amazing being part of the daf story of your son Akiva, made a deep impression on my son. He has a newfound appreciation and respect for what learning is. Shmuel, leaving Hatzalah out of it, Kogus, Harvest Store, New York. Here he is on the bus. Gevaldige stuff. Also want to show you. This is Chapping Arayin Schusim, Shali Wassertail. Here he is at the Aguda Convention. One guy. Never too young. Never too late. And just in between somewhere. Kids are chopping guys to learn Torah. I'm starting a new Masechta. What is it? Almost a little over a week. We have to start chopping people. Siyumim. We'll talk about it maybe on Sunday. This is Mr. Weinberger. I don't know his first name. North Woodmere, MDY rep, steiging with his daughter on a flight. What snach do we have here? Okay. First of all, so this person I wanted to say, but I forgot to say, so that's why it's a good thing you reminded me. When I spoke the other day to the Rosh Hashiva about the Gra, and he was Mecholik, he was the one that brought this up. The Gemara Megillah Daf Tezayin Amud Beis says, Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmid Torah Yotzei Me'Atzalos Nefashos. To explain what the Gaon perhaps meant, the Rosh Hashiva himself brought it up. Okay, fine. I started the Daf with Rabbi Stefanski Tainus. It's excellent. Thanks so much for the free Gemara. I recently had surgery for melanoma. And the enthusiasm and energy that is produced from this shiur has been the best medicine in my recovery. It's the highlight of my day as I am homebound for the next few weeks. It's been so powerful that I have just convinced a friend who has never done daf before to try it out. Could we possibly each get a new Gemara for Megillah? I guess he's new. Yes, when you bring a person to the shiur, you get one. And the guy coming to the shiur gets one. That's the idea. I guess I should explain it. By Abba Rennert, I was re-watching one of your shiurim recently, the Chazer the Daf, starting, of course, with the emails. My 8-year-old daughter, Rosie, who is sitting in the room, pipes up, you already watched the shiur. I was shocked and asked her how she knew. She replied, I recognize that email. It reminded me that our children absorb whatever goes on in the house and in your schus, what was going on was Torah, Ashrecha, Abba Rennert. Rebelli, I can't thank you enough. I spent hours and hours on planes since Wednesday. I was able to utilize the time to chazer over your shiurim. I got the download WhatsApp. This is Mo Landy. Mo Landy, right now, I think he's live with a whole bunch of his chever again. He does these get-togethers. Where is that? In Muncie, I think, somewhere. Muncie. Yes, I did fall asleep sometimes, but we learned that the ears never sleep. So he's listening to Shiurim on the plane, and the ears never sleep. It's true. People do that. I heard stories of Gdolim that listen to Torah while they sleep because the ears never sleep. Now I'm sitting at home. I was in the road for 24 hours, mamish, straight from the time I left to the airport until I put I'm falling on my face. But I'll not go to bed without watching the daf. He's up for 24 hours, but he's going to watch the daf. Thank you so much for spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit the way you do. Shem yivarech otcha. This one, I cannot say the name. Oh, we have to start the shiur already. Let's start. Okay. I only have this many left. Motzi Shabbos is going to be nice. Oh, Motzi Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to be in Yerushalayim, Lekoved, Chanukah, to be with my children for Shabbos, Chanukah, in Yerushalayim. So, Mela, I'm asking, Bimoichomi, I would like to start the shiur at 8 o'clock, if possible. Gives me a little bit more time to get back here. Gary is saying that, what?
Eight,
extra half hour. I heard that. Wise guy. Okay, this Parnas HaChodesh for the Koilel is Chaim from Lakewood, a real person. In fact, he would like to sponsor another month. We'll have to fit him in because the next 2 months are already taken. Baruch Hashem. Mesechtes Tainis is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families of Rufu Shlomo from Miriam Metzer Bas Dvoira. Chodesh Kislev is sponsored by Yoili, Lilu Nishmas' father's sister in Shver. Chodesh Kislev is sponsored by Reuven Klein for his mother, Nechama Bas Kalev. It's a new Chodesh starting Sunday, I guess. Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos. I don't know when the Parnas HaChodesh flips. Parnas HaChodesh, the Hannes brothers, in honor, the Hannes Azebia, Crispin, Venezara families, and Shlomo Nazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. The MDY Monty and Tinek and Pasei Chevra as a schus for Fush, Shlomo for the son of one of our local MDY Chevra. Alti Yeshayo ben Malkachaya, say the name. Benji Kolanji, something like that. Q99. In memory of my grandfather's yahrzeit, Reb Nissen ben Malko, Lili Nishmas, Pnino Bas Reb Doiv Ber, whose yahrzeit is today, by her 5 grandchildren who are MDY members in 3 different states, and who made a siyum last night together by the family yahrzeit sudo, Shloimi Chaim Eli, Kasriel Ephraim Gwertzman, Sam Aber, Nochem Aber and families, in memory of Zev ben Shalom Yitzchak Alevi, whose first yahrzeit is today, her father grandfather spent his last 30 years learning the daf. Became the focal point of his life and was an inspiration for our entire family. We continue his legacy of a smothered dedication to learning the daf and welcome Uncle Sam from Toronto to the daf Yoimi journey with MDY. Welcome Uncle Sam. Anonymously, Zech Nishma Shlomo Ben Tzvi and Yitl Bas Yaakov Alevi and Zechus for Shidduch for Leo Nesho Bas Tamar. By Hilly after, Lili Nishma Yishai Ben Yankov Yehudo Zechroin Livracha. Okay. Rabbosai, continue with all the stories in the Agadata, the famous Masechtas Tainas. Today is no different. Today are the very, very famous stories. And every one of these stories is a Musar Haskel and an Yisod in life. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf Amud Beis. There is a Manchester get-together, Motzei Shabbos, Ayin Shom. We're holding 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Amalei Rava L'Ravim Bar Papa. Leimalon Mar Mahana Mili Ma'al Yuso Da'av Oved Ravuna. We just finished saying what was so special about Rav Adar Bar Ahava that Rav Huna himself needed to come on to Rav Adar Bar Ahava to save his wine. He had the wine in the house and he's like trying to slip out the wine without the house falling on him, and he used Rav Adar Bar Ahava as a human shield. Thank you. That's exactly the word I was looking for. Words. Human shield. And Rav Adar Bar Ahava didn't appreciate it because as soon as they left the house collapsed. But what about Rav Huna himself? He wasn't a pushover. This is Rav Huna, the famous Rav Huna. I don't remember anything from when he was young. But I do remember him when he was already older. Anytime it was about to rain, he was very wealthy, Rav Huna. So they had this golden chariot, a chair, they would schlep him on this golden chair. V'sayel lo kula masa, and he would inspect the entire city. V'chol hashiso da'havas riyasa, any wall that was about to collapse, havas sasar lo. He took it in his own hands. You knock it down. If the owner of that wall could rebuild it, let that guy build it himself. You don't want a wall that's about to tumble and hurt somebody as it rains. But if the guy couldn't afford it, so that was the mile here. Over here, he'd spend his own money and repair everybody's wall in the city. Here's a big one. Every Erev Shabbos, have Mishadash Lucha Leshuka, he would send out his messenger to the marketplace, any leftover vegetable, which the fruit store can't do anything with. What are they going to do with it? It's already Shabbos. Shabbos goes today. What, they're going to sell Sunday here in Eretz Yisrael? They have the same issue. They don't bring produce in that much on Fridays. What is, you can't even buy stuff on Sunday, right? They're not even... There's issues. There's an issue with the stock. What do? I'll help you out. I don't want you to not have enough produce Erev Shabbos. I don't want you to be full. What are you concerned? That people are not going to purchase everything? I'll buy all the leftover. Now, what would he do with everything? Zavin love is shadilah nahara. Hard to understand. He would toss it into the river. As the Gemara of Aleis v'Anim, why did he toss it into the river? He should give it to the poor. Says the Gemara, Zimin samcha that hayuvali also limizban. If you get the poor used to getting free fruit, they won't go purchase it Erev Shabbos. If they don't purchase it Erev Shabbos, what if nothing is left? All of a sudden he comes, oh, Shalom Aleichem. I have a friend that gets free challah from the bakery, the leftover challah. And then I saw him like literally 2 weeks ago. Is what? We don't have challah. There's nothing left in the bakery. We didn't get. Now what do we do? That's the problem. If you're going to be soimach on freebies, at the end of the day, what if there's no freebie? So, v'lishadi l'behema, let him give it to an animal. Listen to this. Kosavar machol odom e'machilim l'behema. It's usur to give food that's edible by human beings to an animal. Azoy shteter. In fact, the Magen Avraham brings this as a halacha. Not everybody agrees with him. It seems like he might be one of the only ones that says it. But he says, when you go to the zoo, you don't throw a banana to a monkey. It's edible for human beings. It's also, it says over here, you don't give. It's bizu yarkim, says Rashi. One reason. Other reason? Because Shmuel doesn't want you to waste money. Eat it for yourself. So the big question is, I can't give it to my dog, but I should throw it in the river. He threw it in the river.
It's a puzzle.
The Gemara says, I'm in the middle of the question. The Gemara says that you don't give it to an animal, it's bizu yarkim. So you toss it in the river. That makes sense. So Rashi says, because at the end of the day, it's going to go downriver and somebody else will find it, another human being will find it and eat it. But what about the fact? Now what about? Other people argue and say, you could give it to your dog because anything, you're allowed to take bread. We learned in Bro, you're allowed to take bread and do whatever you want with it as long as it's your tzarech. Again, going back to Shabbat, what does your tzarech mean? What you, for your need, what's your need? Your need is to feed your dog. Your need is, I used to go to this zoo in Petah Tikva. They had an unbelievable chimpanzee. And if you tossed him the right food or you got him angry in a certain way, he'd literally do a show for you. It was a little bit of Tzar Bel Chaim. You had to get him mad, make fun of him, throw something at him. He would unbelievable stuff because he came from a circus or something. I'm a sugar. His name was Joni. Anybody remember Joni at the Zochei Ota? No, Bemis. You remember him? Emes? Bo. I have like it. He remembers Joni. He used to smoke. But backwards. You threw him a cigarette. You remember that? Rabbi Adler remembers it. Unbelievable. Okay. I thought I was the only one. Well, you just dated yourself a little bit. Okay. But that's your tzarech. I mean, I want to watch a show now. So I'm going to give him this. I'm going to throw him a cigarette. Then he's going to smoke it. I'm going to throw him a banana. And if you didn't, he would spray water at you. Then he would take your food and climb to the top of the thing and throw it at you. Oh, it's a beautiful show. Anyway, what were you saying before?
Like
El Teshlichenoi,
so.
Yeah, that's a treifa. You have no tzarech in it. It's not for human beings. It's not for human consumption. Yeah. Zog the Gemara. These are all things just to remember, these ideas that perhaps we never encounter. Well, give an animal food, it's a big deal. People take a can of, I don't know what, of tuna and they give it to the cat outside. Think about it before you do it. Leftovers. Leftovers is not such a big problem. They talk about it. All these things are spoken about just to think about. Now, I'm not passing halachas, just to think. Says Gemara of Elazim and let him not purchase. What are, he's getting into all these issues. Nimtseisa, Machshil Nasalavai. The following week, the fruit store is not going to bring enough food. So people are not going to have their vegetables. If Rav Huna had medicine that wasn't available for the others, have a malikuza the mayo betolei the besifa the beisa of Omar, he would hang up the thing outside of his house. Water also vikid armi milsa the shivsa have a gomer. He would be protecting people from the shadim that come if you don't wash your hands. Vamelach kuz the mayo betolei, he would give them water. Vama called it tzarich leisi vileol the leil stack and come take your water, come take your medicine. So there's no sakana. He have a karch rifta. When he would eat himself, have a pasach levave, he would open up the door. Va'omar kol man the tzarech leisi v'leichol. Everybody should come eat. Whoever wants food, he's wealthy, come and eat. Omar Rava kulu matzino mikayma. Says Rava, I could do everything. I could imitate Rav Huna to the T. Lebar mahad lematzino lemevad. There's one thing I can't do. Mishum de nefisha b'nei chela de mechayza. There's way too many poor in mechayza. Emeimela. I can't feed that many people. It's going to hit my Karen. How do you say Karen in English? The principal. I don't want to go into my principal. I want to live off the interest. Now, the big problem is, not a big problem, just throwing this out there, not really brought in this farm or anything, but Mechayza was the wealthiest city in Bavel. Well, perhaps the answer is the wealthiest city, but also had 600,000 people versus Rav Huna city that only had 500. So you take the... Yes, they're not as wealthy in the, what's the name of the place he lived in, the Reikta, whatever it was called. But it was only 500. How many Anim were there? Maximum 500 Anim. When you have 600,000 people, you have a lot of Anim, a lot more than, okay, fine. And he couldn't handle it himself. Marsha? What, he says? He has the kasha, okay. But the terrorists, I don't think he says. Raboisa, here's a story that every single word here makes a difference, and we should internalize the story, not just listen to the story. Okay, invite the guy, another story. This is life right here. This is one of the biggest yisoides in life. It's going to rock us up. It's going to shake us up to the core. Not everybody lived his life based on this hashkaf of this Gemara. It says Gemara, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan have a gair seber aizo. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were learning together. The chikulu milsa, tuva. They had no money. Now, no money doesn't mean they couldn't afford the nicest Tesla on the market or whatever. The chika tuba means they didn't have money. They didn't have bread to put on the table. They didn't have money garnished. Amri, nekum venezel veneva disco. We got to go work. We got to do some business. Venekayim benafshin, and we'll be mekayim apostle. Efes kiloyeh becha evyoim. You yourself should not be destitute. You shouldn't be an Evian. You shouldn't be a poor. It's a chiv on yourself to make sure you are not poor. Azlu, Oisve, Tusei, Guda, Ri'iya. They happened. They didn't notice. There was a wall that was about to fall down. One of these shaking walls that we're talking about. Havaka, Korche, Riften. They were eating some bread. Also, Trei, Malachi, Asharis. Two Malachim show up. Shame, Rabbi Yochanan. Only Rabbi Yochanan heard. Domar, Chad, Chavrei. One said to the other. Nishdi, Alayu, Hai, Guda, Vinikdalinu. Let's knock down this wall and we'll kill them both in one shot. Can you imagine if that happened? We wouldn't have the Gol Ador, Rabbi Yochanan. Shemenichen chayin oylam haba raboisai. Yes, it's a story in the Gemara and you could try to ignore it, but it's here. Shemenichen chayin oylam haba. They're leaving alone oylam haba, which is Torah, says Rashi. Chayin oylam haba, Torah. Va'oiskin b'chayin isha. And they're going to do schayra. They're going to do business. What is wrong with these people? We got to kill them. Shafkinu. So the other Malach tells the other one, leave them alone. One of these two, the Kaimel Shaita. It's not his time to die yet, and he's going to be a gadol. Rabbi Yochanan Shoma, Ilfa Loi Shoma. Rabbi Yochanan heard the whole conversation. Ilfa didn't hear it. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa, Shoma Mar Midi. Did you, master, hear what was going on? Omalei Loi. Says in Rashi here that Ilfa was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Omar lei loy, I didn't hear. Omar, midashami ano, since I am the only one that heard it. Ano v'ilfa. Midashami ano v'ilfa. V'ilfa loy shoma. I'm sorry because I'm just reading into this Tosfos over here. V'ilfa loy shoma. Shema mino di kaim eli shaito. So obviously they were talking to me. I need to turn around and leave the business and go back to learning and live like a poor person. Let me be mekayim another pasuk. Kilo yechdal, they won't stop being evyoy mekerivars. You know what? They're going to always be poor people. I'll be one of those poor people. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, hodar ilfalei hodar. We know the end of the story. Well, we don't really know 100%, but we know a little bit. That Rabbi Yochanan became Rabbi Yochanan, the Gol Hador in Eretz Yisrael. And when Rav, the Gol Hador of Bavel, argues with Rabbi Yochanan, the Gol Hador in Eretz Yisrael, halach is Rabbi Yochanan. It's always halach like Rabbi Yochanan. God the Ladar. Imagine the Gemara without Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, it's literally on every daf, right? Ad also Ilfa. When Ilfa was done making money, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. He was already the Rosh Hashiva. Says Rashi, when you become the Rosh Hashiva, you become wealthy. We're mechuyev to support you. So they would throw money at him. He became extremely wealthy, Rabbi Yochanan. So he was mekayim this, and then at the end, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him. He made more money than Ilfa. Amr Loi. So Rabbi Yochanan tells him, if you would have came back with me to yeshiva, so Ilfa tells Rabbi Yochanan, you wouldn't become Rosh Yeshiva, I would. Says the Gemara, Azal Tala Namshei Baskaria. Ilfa wanted to show Rabbi Yochanan how great he was. Did I mess it up? Amrulai. The people said, okay, so he says like this. This is a mast. He went up, he climbed up the tippy top, Ilfa. And he says to the Olam, Faher me. Give me a Faher. I know everything. I'm better than the Belz Chassid in the Kail. Ask me anything. Ask me any Braisa. I'm going to show you where it came from the Mishnah. If you'll tell me a braisa, the Reb Chiya, Reb Yishaya, in those days, Reb Chiya, Reb Yishaya, we always speak about them. They composed the braisas, which didn't make it into the Mishnah. And if I can't prove the braisa from a Mishnah, I'm going to throw myself off this mast, I'm going to drown. Many times, we know the famous Taisvas. Usually it means Eliyahu Hanavi. He says, not always. He proves that it's not always. Stam here, and we're going a little off. Dagata for a minute. Chas v'shalom. We're going to come right back to the story. But a halacha. A guy who's dying and he says, give one shekel to my sons. Every b'shabbos, every week. Here's what they're getting. The trust fund is a shekel a week. But there's a lot of kids. They need double the amount. They need a selah. Nice and lem selah. You give them the full amount. Vim Omar, why? So says Rashi, amazing. Givaldic stuff. You see it b'chush. What's the problem with these rich kids? They don't know how to deal with life. They're spoiled. They don't know how to work. So this guy wanted to make sure that they're not trust fund babies. They're not going to sit there, give them a shekel. Let them work. I'm not making this up. They should learn how to work, how to be productive in life. And like that, they'll make some money. But he didn't want them to starve. So if they can't make it, give them a little extra. He did it to get them going, but he wasn't serious about it. But if he said before, I'm saying specifically, don't give them just a shekel. And I send a shekel, then you only give him a shekel. Imamar, Meisi Yerusha Achrim Tachteim. And if he says, if these children die, other people should get the Yerusha, now he meant to say that there should be something left. It doesn't matter how he said it, you only give him a shekel. Omalei Omani. So he's asking him, he's about to jump. No. Who do you think said this in the Mishnah? Says, Ilfa Reb Meir. This is the quote-unquote balabas, the guy that went to work, he knew kol ha-Torah kula. You can ask him anywhere. The Omar mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. It's a mitzvah to mekayim what the mace says. Rabbi said, I just want to pause it for a second. It's my job to invoke anger and hatred. Chas v'shalom. Somebody said one of my very good friends in Israel who doesn't know English. He comes after this year. He says, I just heard you're meshuga. You said you shouldn't go to Beis HaKfaras. How dare you say such a thing? I said, I was calling the Arizal, some cipher, the guy. Yeah, but there's so many breastlovers that go. I said, first of all, they want to go to the to Gdolim. I'm not going into that sugya. I'm saying going through the Kfar. And I'm just telling you what I read and what there is. You shouldn't, I myself go. You're putting yourself in the sakana. The villain going to say, hey, you shouldn't talk like that. It's my job. I told him. This is what I told him. I said, it's 7:15 in the morning. The other one's falling asleep. I need to like wake them up once in a while. Here, I'm going to wake you up. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Yoyer Deir, Chelek Gimel, Simon Pei Beis, brings this Gemara. This Gemara, that's the only thing he brings in the whole tshuva. He says, obviously, you all know this tshuva, and the guys from YU are going to be very upset at me, Don't even bother writing the emails, because I was over on this myself. But it's my job to tell you what it says here. If you eat Chalav Stam, why? Because Reb Moshe Feinstein said you're allowed to. So Reb Moshe Feinstein said this also. Ayin Tain is Daf Chof Aleph. He says, if you send your kids to college, they'll never become Tamid Chachamim. You need all your strength to learn Torah. He's going to waste his koiches, also for external learnings. And he goes on, you don't say this over to anybody. So nobody say this over, please. I'm just bringing out the other side. You hold like this, great. And your sheaves hold like, I'm just saying what Reb Moshe Feinstein says. A whole long thing. I did my job. I've set a bunch of people. Now we can move on. What? Chela Gimel Pei Yoridei Chela Gimel Simon Pei Beis. Zog the Gemara, one of the most famous stories in Shas. By the way, before we even learn this, based on this Gemara, there's a famous halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that says that you have to, there's a chiyuv. So anything that comes across your path, you mechuyv to say, Kol man lo'avid rachmona l'tav avid. Nochem Ish Gamzu was the Rebbe of Rebbe Kiva. 30 years, I think, he learned by him. That's the lashon of Rebbe Kiva. Kol man lo'avid rachmona l'tav avid. The famous story with the donkey and the fire and the this, and he didn't die from it. Okay, here's the story. Shayasuma Mishtei Einov, unbelievable. We can't even fathom this. He was blind in two eyes. Gidim Mishtei Yodov, he didn't have arms. Kiteya Mishtei Raglav, he didn't have feet. Bichol Goy, Gufay Malishchin, he had boils on his entire body. And his house was even about to fall in. Viraglav, it was in the Falam Shalmayim, Kadei Shalayalu Alav, Nimolim. And his bed, the legs, he couldn't, if an ant crawled on him, he couldn't shake the ant off. He didn't have feet, he didn't have hands. So in order that the ant shouldn't crawl on him, they had to put water, his bed on water, so the ants couldn't get them. They said, okay, the house is about to fall down, let's get him out of here. So let's get him out, let's get rid of all the other stuff. First, get rid of everything. Then you get rid of me. As when I'm here, the house can fall down. So get rid of the other stuff if you want to save the stuff. Pinus akelim. So sure enough, they got rid of the stuff. Achkach pinus mitasoi. Then they got rid of him. V'nafal abayis. House falls down immediately. Omru loy talmidov, Rebbe. V'chim achish et tzadik gomerato. You just proved it to us. Your words were 100%. As soon as we took you out, the house fell down. Lama also chokach. So how does a big tzadik, tzadik v'raloi? How is it possible you don't have two hands? You don't have eyes? How? What? What's going on here? Omer lehem bonai, ani garamti la'atzmi. I caused it upon myself. Shepam achas hoisi mahalach baderech lebeis chomi. I was once going to my shviger. Vayimi masui gimel chamoyim. How do you go to the shviger's house, Rabbi Isai? This is how you go. Come prepared. Three donkeys worth of food. Echo shel machol, ve'echo shel mishte, the coke, the whiskey, ve'echo shel minei migodim, and the cakes and the desserts. Three donkeys worth. Hey, you don't stop going to the shviger. Wait, you're sugar, you're going to go. Let her give you food. You show up the way you're supposed to show up. Fine. Now, not to my shviger. No way. Seven types of meat. I'm going to bring food there, Meshuggah. V'om ali b'derech, v'om ali rabbi. Parnaseini. Huh? Parnaseini. Comes the ani and says, please give me something. I see you have a lot of food. Only three donkeys worth. Amarti loy. Hamtin at Efrik min Achamar. Okay, I'll give you. Let me undo my baggage here. Lo ispakti lifrik min Achamar at Yosu Shemasai. The Ani didn't say, I'm dying. I have a minute to live. He said, give me some food. Okay, he didn't say no. He said, I will. But it was too late, he died. I went and I fell on his face and I said, I should have noticed, and it's the dakest of the dak. What did he do? What did he do wrong? He took a little bit more time than he could have. He should have chopped his thing open and grabbed, like Atzalah grabs the defibrillator, you know, whatever, the defibrillator, whatever. Grab it. He took his time. He took off the top one, then the second one. 2 minutes later, he's dead. He's dead. If he would have done it in 20 seconds, he could have saved his life. That was the taina. I should have seen that you're about to die. My eyes didn't see and they didn't notice, and I have a chiyuv to notice on my friends. My hands, they should be chopped off. Also my feet. I should have gone quicker. I couldn't believe it. I was in pain. I said, everything should happen to me. I should be full of boils. Shem Yirachim, that we see you like this. Shem Yirachim, if this was not the matzav, then Hashem would have to punish me slightly. That we punish tzaddikim. And it's a good thing you see me like this. This is a beautiful thing. Now I know I'm going straight to Gan Eden. Why do they call him Nochem Ish Gamzu? By the way, there's a place here in Eretz Yisrael called Gamzu. They say that Nochem Ish Gamzu comes from Gamzu. He also used to say Gamzu L'Toiva. It was like a play on words, but he lived in Gamzu. The Kol Milso that have a Sokolei, anything that ever happened to him, Omar Gamzu L'Toiva. Berin Tzfat. Okay. They wanted to give a gift to the Caesar, to the Caesar. Omru, man Yezel, who should go? Yezel Nochem Ish Gamzu, the Melumen Benisanu. He could get out of trouble, he has Nisim. Shadri Yodem Eloi, Sifto Davonim, Tovis, my girl is. They sent with him a box full of jewels. Ozal Bob, Aud De Yoiro, he went to sleep somewhere. Belel Yokom Ahanach De Yoire, the owners. Vishaklinu Le Sifte, Meluna Afro. Mamish, like in New York, I told you this, when I lived in New York, when I was a Bach, I don't know if they still do it. They run around the street, then they have VCRs. They're selling, you know, electronic stuff. You guys don't know what VCRs are. Yeah, electronic, a box of electronics. Show, beautiful box. So how much is it? Usually in the store, it costs $120. Sell it to you for $15. Wow, unbelievable deal. You get the box, you come home, you open it up. There's a rack inside. And on top of the rack, they used to, bedafka, put a package of mustard from McDonald's. And they go, haha, suckers, like that. It's not something that we stole from you, but we got you. Anyway, that's what they did. They took out the jewels, filled it up with dirt. It feels kind of the same weight. And he goes on his merry way. Says the Gemara, Ki mata hasam, he gets to the Caesar, Shahrino, the Sifta, the Chazun, the Malafra. Hey, I brought you a present from the Jews, a box of dirt. Bo Malko, the Mikdalino, the Kulu, you want to kill the whole entourage over there. Omar, Komachaychu b'yudai. They're making fun of me, a joke. They're making a joke out of me. Give me dirt. Omu Gamzul Toiva immediately says, this box is Toiva. It's good. So Eliyahu comes and looks like one of the Romans over there. Maybe this is the special dirt of Avram, of the Jews. It's the Jewish dirt from his forefathers. The Chiyav Shali Avram. Have a Saifi Gili. When they threw the dirt, it became the swords. Gili, if they threw straw, have a Gire, it was really arrows. The Siv, you think you have a Harba, Kashid of Kashtoi. Have a Chadim Edinta de Lemotzel Mikbisha. There was a place they couldn't conquer. But Kumina, they said, you know what? We have no, we can't do anything about it. And they started throwing dirt at them, and the dirt turned into swords, and people got killed. They destroyed everybody with a bunch of dirt. So they go into to reward the Jew, and they gave him in return a bunch of jewels. The bottom line is, our boy say, we see this all the time. My two mishon that I always have in my head is, I've seen it many times. People break shidduchim, even chas v'shalom divorce. And at the end, the shidduch that they have is so much better and so much more. A guy loses his job, only to find out that he makes, you know, that much more money and that much, it's much easier. Gam zu l'toiva. Everything, the worst of the worst, can be a box of whatever, of dirt. Dirt is better than anything else. Dirt is better than Margolius. Dirt is nuclear bombs. It kills the enemy. It doesn't... Well, what's the king doesn't need Margolius. Who needs Margolius? He has Margolius. He just gave back Margolius. Giving him more Margolius? He didn't have this. This is better. Sorry. Kiyosu. So now they're going back. Bisu ba'ud dayor. So they stopped off in the same hotel. Omrele, my ass is ba'adoch, daviloch, yikaru kulei. Oh, how did you get a box full of jewels? Omrele, oh, nice shtach, he told him. My deshakli mehoche. The stuff that I took from here, meaning your lousy dirt, amtil awesome. I actually brought it to them. So they needed to knock down their house. They wanted to bring a lot of it. If he brought one box of dirt and he got, we're going to bring truckloads of it. So they knocked down their house as part of the punishment. This is the same dirt as Nochemish Gamzu. They tested it out. They come to the enemy. They come running over to the enemy. Throw dirt and dirt. And they go, shoot back, and they're dead. Didn't work. They got little anach the yair, so they killed all these people. So they lost their house. They lost their life. Everything is great. What's dever? If you have a city of 500 people, like Ravuna City, and one person dies every day for 3 days straight. Turn around. If it's 3 times the size, it's 1,500 people. So now you have 3 times the dead of the 500 city. 3 dead people every day for 3 days. How is the devil? If they all die in one shot, ain't the devil. It's a coincidence. People, a bunch of people died. But that's not a megeva. If it's only 500 people, how is the devil? Turning to Daf, Chof Alavon Bay, sponsored by Adam, Veils in memory of my mother Gil, Ephrath, and Rabbi Gail, Gito Bat, Bezach, Bechava, Rivka. Sponsored anonymously as a schuss for Shiduchim, for my siblings and myself. If it happens in one shot or over 4 days, not 3 days, Ain't a Devon. Says the Gemara, Droy Kras, Ir Hamitzi, Hamish Mis Ragliav. That's the city of Ravuna. It had 500 people. Veils in Menosh, Lashem Mason, Bimelcha. God's Rav Nachman Baravi, Chizda, Taneso. So Rav Nachman, the son of who? The famous Rav Chizda, he was Goizer Tainus. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, comes another Rav Nachman, not the son of Rav Chizda. The son of Yitzchok, his father was just plain old Yitzchok, not Rav Yitzchok. Kiman Kirmei. The Omar Richak, Nigi Choysav, Chayav, Ker Nigi Choysav, Le Kolchkein. So the famous Gemara in Baba Kama, Tam in a Muad. If you have an axe that gores 3 times, it becomes a Muad, Yichayav Nezek Shalom. If it's only a Tam, then you pay 50%. How many times and how many days? Tanakama says 3 gorings in 3 days. Comes Rameir and says, no. If he gores 3 times in 1 day, kolchkin. It's even more of a raya that is a bad. And that's how they base the whole thing. They can say mashav ruach or geshem 90 times in 1 day. Because it doesn't have to be over 30 days saying mashav ruach. You can say it in 1 shot. Okay, fine. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chizda, the son of the famous Rav Chizda, says, "Loikumar, leisegel gabot. You're such a great person. Why don't you come live by us?" Amalei tanino. Rav Yisrael Amalei mekomi shel adam mechabdei. It's not where he lives. El adam mechabdei mekomi. It's you are mechabdei. I used to go to Letterman in Bnei Brak. Where does Rav Chaim Kanevsky sit? Somewhere like between everybody. He doesn't sit. His father sat in the front. Of course, he wouldn't sit on that seat. Nobody sits in that. He sits in the back. Today, I don't know, he sits in the front of his room where he learns, but back in Letterman, that's what it was. Shekei Matzino Bar Sinai, Shekol Zman, Shashkino Shruya Olav, Amra Torah, Gamatzoin, V'avokar Al Yiru, El Mul, Hahar, Hahu. Okay, as long as the Shekhinah is there, how long is the Shekhinah there? Rashi goes into the whole thing, that the Shekhinah is there for 10 months, all the way through Shekhinah Nisa. Fine. Nistalka Shekhinah Meno, Amra Torah, Bim Shoich, Hayoivel Hemo Yalu Bahor. A lot of people were asking, what was going on by the Siyum in Rosh Hashanah if you were there over here? So I was in the middle of Kaddish, all of a sudden, a tkia. I thought it was nice and sticky because, you know, Rosh Hashanah, we're learning Rosh Hashanah about Shoifer, so in the middle of Kaddish. But in fact, I found the Rashi, a beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, Bimshoich Hayoivel. It's like 8 lines before it becomes white on the bottom. Besima Shoifer Kishtal Kashkino, Derechu Laharich, Vilimshoich Hatkia Beshas Siyum. Says Rashi, you should blow a shofar during a siyum. I was like, Rashi, I don't know. You can learn other pshatim. I'm going to get an email from that. That's what you're saying. You're worried. That's not what Rashi meant. I saw in the art scroll, he said a little different. The oil mayed was in the midbar. If a person has saras, he can't be in any of the machas, the 3 machas. Huglu apparatus, once you roll it up, everybody can walk in there. Amalei Yahi. Okay, I hear. You don't want to come to me. Make about all the Gabi Mar. Maybe I should come move by you. Amalei Mutav Yavim Mana Ben Pras. 100, the son of a 50, should come. It's a Mana Ben Mana. 100, you're 100, the son of 100. Your father is who? Rav Chizda. So you're 100, the son of 100. Who am I? My father's not that Chasha. My father's a 50. I'm 100. I'm Rav Nachman, but the son of Yitzchak. So it makes more sense that I should come to you. Va'yavay mana ben mana. It's a mana ben pras. Says the Gemara b'sura havas devarta. There's a plague in Sura. B'shivivusa derav lo havas devarta. Also, Rabbi, you're gonna go home dizzy from the amount of information, the amount of you saw this in life. Unbelievable. There was a plague in Sura in Syria. But in the neighborhood of Rav, the Gadol Adar in Bavel, lo havas devarta. There was nothing going on there. Everybody thought, oh, the Galadar lives here. That's why there's no plague. It's chazaluhu bechelma. Everybody that thought that. Everybody, a lot of people, got a dream at night. Boom. Rav did a fish schusatuva. Homil says zutra leila rav. There's nothing for somebody as great as Rav. We don't have to come on to him. What do we have to come on to? Ella Mishum Ahugavra the Shoyal Mara Uzvila Likvura. You're not gonna believe this, Rabbi. So you're not gonna believe this. There's a guy that owned a shovel and a hoe. And he used to lend it out. He used to lend it out so people could bury to get a caver. So Mida connected Mida because he was so involved in the Chesed. So they saved his entire city over there. They're not going to bury the dead. He buries dead for chesed. We're not going to bury you. Unreal. Unreal. You don't have to come on to Rav, the Galadar. Boy, I looked it up. How much does a shovel cost? $28. $28.99. Yeah. And that, you're not giving $28. You get it back. So the value of 50 cents. You get, for 50 cents, for a chesed of 50 cents, can you imagine if you give a Gemara that costs only $25? But Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in fact, says, I'm not making this up. Reb Chaim Kanievsky always tells people, you want to be saved from sickness, from disease? Give money to sick people. You want to be saved from chvesos, from chinuch? Give money to transportation that brings kids from the bad neighbors to the good neighbors. He says this. And you want to learn Torah and stick to Torah? Give somebody else a Gemara. Help people out with Torah. Mida keneged mida. Zok the Gemara. Nice plug, no? You're looking at me. You're not taking this in. You're not being serious. Rabbi Yosef, you're not being serious. We got a 7 days. How many people did you bring, Yosef? You're laughing and joking around there. You brought those kids 6 months ago. It's time to bring another guy. What are you pointing to your kid? You're working. Look, let's go back to Amud Aleph for you. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yochanan have a garment by Raisa, the chikilu milsa, they had to go work. Working. Says the Gemara, it gets better. Bidrakras havas dleksa. There's a big fire, like in Chicago, the whole city burnt out. But Ravuna, we know he lived in this place, dreikras. But in his little gegant in that place, lo yhavas dleksa. There's no fire. Everybody thought, oh, the Galador lives there, no fire. Ischaz b'lechem again, they had a dream. Hi, Zrut Leila Ravuna, there's nothing. You think he needs to use up his chusim for this? There's a woman that was going this. Chesed, Rabbi said Chesed. The Mechama Tanura Mishaila Shivuvuse. She would warm up her oven Erev Shabbos and let her neighborhood use it. For that little Chesed, she saved everybody. She did Chesed with fire. She was saved from fire. Mida connected Mida. Rabbi, I was thinking to myself, if she did fire, so Gemara also. Amar Leila Rav Yehuda. Also Kamsi. Locust is coming. Gozat Hanisa. They're going to eat up the crop. We have to fast. Amar Leila Loika Mafsidon. Don't worry about them. These are grasshoppers that are not, they're dangerous. But right now they're eating. They're not eating this stuff. It's fine. Amar Leila. Zavda Aisu Badayu. Look at this picture. It's an illegal picture, so don't try to put it back. Did the grasshopper come with a suitcase? Azay Shtei Din Gemara. What? What do you mean he's not eating? He came with his own sandwich? He's going to eat in a second. If he's not eating, it's because Kosh Baruch is not giving him food. He's telling him not to eat. Peter Chateva, they're going to destroy a crab. It doesn't make any sense that they're not eating. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yudo, Ikem Yisonu Bechazire. The pigs, the pigs, the Dover Achers are dying out. Gozat Hanisa. Now you're going to start asking, what does pig have to do with Jews? Which Jew has a pig? Says Gemara, name of Rabbi Yudo. Makam Mishulacha Has Minechon. Mishulach Has Mikolam Minim. The other guy has pigs. And because they're dying, it's going to cause my flock of sheep to die. Loi. Shani Chazir de Damin Mayayu Livnei Inoshe. So Rashi says, there's something called the keres, right over here. And humans and pigs, pigs, don't have it. And because it's similar, and by the way, remember, there's the whole swine flu that comes from Chazirim, comes from the Chazir to the human being. So there's a connection between human beings and the Dover Acher. And by the way, here in Eretz Yisrael, there was one of the Sarim said, you can't call it the swine flu. That's also to use that word. They called it the Mexican flu or something. No? Remember that? Something. There's a plague in Beit Chozoi. Gozat Hanisa. So he said, you got to fast. But it's very far from us. There's no bridge or anything that could stop it. It's like COVID. Oh, there's COVID in China. 5 minutes later, guy's on a plane, comes to New York. The only New York has it. Same thing. What was the plague in Europe? The black plague. One guy went there, like they had it over here. She said, okay, all I need to do is run away to the next city and I'll get away from it. Oh, he ran away to the next city. The whole city, the next city got it. And a third of Europe was wiped out. You can't stop it. Omer le'er of Nachman. Ikam yisona bar di Yisrael. What about Eretz Yisrael? Goz tanisa. Omer, im gvir loika. If the master gets a zetz, Eretz Yisrael, shivcha le'koshkin, certainly chutz la'aretz. Says Gemara, time of the gvir of shivcha, a shivcha of shivcha loy. What if it's two places in chutz la'aretz? You don't have to fast. The story we just had goes to Tanisa from one place to the other. You could get from one place to another. There's trains and everything going through. So it comes out from the Gemara. In Chutz La'aretz, if there's a one way to get from one place to the other, then you have to be Geyser. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if there's no Shayaris Mitzuyos, since the master has the disease, has the plague, the whole world has to fast, provided it's in the entire Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a great day. Shira Masi Shabbos, 8 o'clock, not 7:30, for this 1 week.